Welcome to the Sound Ideas Podcast, sponsored by who else but Sound Ideas, the world's largest publisher of professional sound effects, royalty-free music, and production elements. Visit us at www.sound-ideas.com. But now, let's get on with the show.
Hi, this is Mark Jensen for Sound Ideas, with a look at sound effects in radio and film. A sound effect is a specific audio cue that's used to help tell a story. Sound effects have always played an important part in storytelling, whether it's a bedtime story, old-time radio drama, a modern television show, a blockbuster summer film release, or maybe even a video game. If there are pictures to go along with the story, like there are for television and film, then sound effects help create a mood with just the right creaky, spooky door sound. Or perhaps describe a character with a sinister laugh. Or to enhance the action with screeching tires and horrendous car crashes. In the golden age of radio, when listeners created the pictures in their minds, sound effects were an integral part of the storytelling process. Most early radio was broadcast live to air and featured live theatrical productions that relied on sound effects men, often operating in teams, to create the effects written into the storyline. While it's true that sound men used familiar objects to simulate the story sounds, like coconut shells rhythmically pounding on a box filled with sand that simulated a horse's hooves, or thumping on a watermelon to create the sound of a body blow, not all the sounds that were used were created live on the air. Even before the golden age of radio began, the art and science of recorded sound existed in many forms and formats. It was only natural that radio would make use of recordings whenever possible, right from the beginning. By the mid-1920s, the improvements in microphones made having pre-recorded sound effects on records possible. That meant that sound effects that were difficult to create in a studio, like motor cars, explosions, ocean liners, or large crowds, could be pre-recorded on a record and then queued up to play during the radio program. There were also animals and creatures that you couldn't rely on to croak, moo, ribbit, or trumpet right on cue. It was handy to have these calls and cries available on disc to queue up right on time. There are several factors that moved sound effects from fire effects created by crinkling cellophane to recordings of the real thing. First and foremost, the sound quality of radio improved, and the simulated sounds weren't quite good enough for the job anymore. They became a distraction from the storyline rather than moving the plot along. Storage was also a deciding factor. A sound effects record library could contain hundreds of sounds. It was extremely portable and took up very little space, while the machines that had to be built to simulate the sounds took up quite a bit of space. And finally, with a couple of turntables and the right sound effects records, you could get one sound man to replace the work that a team of two or three had accomplished in the past. Of course, there were still some sound effects that were best recorded live on the air, like knocking on a door. When you performed that live, you could provide real insight into the person who was knocking and just what they expected to find on the other side of that door. For instance, a simple door knock can be slow, fast, panicked, or timid. When motion pictures made the transition from silent films to the talkies of the late 1920s, sound men and sound effects had a whole new industry to service. Initially, motion pictures used the same techniques as the radio play. Both media worked and pre-recorded sound and playback. But the motion picture added a crucial component. Instead of the sound creating the picture in the audience's mind, as it did in radio, the picture created the expectation of that sound. Not all doors looked alike, and not all doors sounded alike. It began to matter if the car was pulling away from the audience and into the distance, or whether it was just passing by. Anyone who has watched the movie Singin' in the Rain, which was set at a time when silent films were on their way out, knows that the first talkies played the film and the audio separately, and the two could move out of step with one another with disastrous results. Over the years, many different sound synchronization formats were invented, from putting the sound on a separate reel and interlocking the sprockets with the visual film so they wouldn't get out of sync, to leaving a 5mm section of the 75mm film available to put the sound right in the same cellulose. Inventors outdid one another, coming up with ways of turning sound waves into light waves that could then be turned back into sound waves, and along the way adding stereo, surround sound, and extra bass tracks. Recording sound effects has had to keep pace with these improvements and provide more and more realistic playback for audiences that were becoming more and more sophisticated and harder to impress. Audio recording itself has gone from mono to stereo to surround sound, from analog recordings to digital recordings, from DAT to hard drive. But in all of the technical advances, there remains the four basic kinds of sound effects. Number one, hard sound effects. These were sounds for common items like guns, doors, and telephones. Number two, background sound effects, also known as ambience sound effects. These help the audience understand the location the scene takes place in, whether it's a noisy bar, a quiet library, the middle of Manhattan, or maybe even a remote rainforest. There's no specific item that's making the sound for this kind of effect. It's the atmosphere of the place that you're in. Number three, Foley sound effects. These are the very subtle sounds that can make or break the reality of a scene. Sounds like the rustle of a silk skirt or setting a water glass down on a table. Number four, sound design sound effects. These are the masterful and imaginative audio paintings with layers and content that don't occur naturally. These are the sounds that suggest futuristic technology or set the stage for an emotional reaction. Hard sound effects are at their best when the recording captures original sources in a very clean audio environment. An actual recording of a machine gun usually makes the best sound effect of a machine gun. And the best hard sound effects come without any background bias to them. Think of it this way. If you record a machine gun in a closed barn, and the movie scene you need to place it in occurs in a wide open field, then the machine gun firing isn't going to match what you're looking at. There'll be echo and reverberation effects from the in-the-barn recording as the sound bounces back off the walls and the ceiling into the microphones. It'll really sound out of place in the open field. But if you start with a clean, hard sound effect, you can always add echoes and reverbs to make the sound fit a scene. Background sound effects are absolutely essential, whether you're shooting a movie on set or working on location. Why would ambience tracks be added after the fact? Let's dissect a scene in a bar. We're shooting on set. What does a normal bar have that a movie set doesn't? It has a fourth wall and a regular height ceiling. If you didn't replace the background sound from the movie set, the total audio effect of the scene would sound wrong. On the other hand, what does a bar you're shooting a movie in have that a normal bar doesn't? An entire film crew. Background or ambience tracks can be added as the sound of an empty room, known as room tone, an outdoor cafe, or a rainforest. Foley sound effects involve recording the sound of a small object or subtle movement, like scissors cutting, footsteps on sand, or writing with a pen. You'll get the best results with these sound effects if you record them in a controlled environment, like a studio. Small sounds like this are often created by a specialist in Foley sounds. It's not easy to record the sound of a pen writing on paper without also recording the sound of your wrist moving across the desk, or the material of your sleeve rustling against your arm. These delicate sounds help to build the reality of a scene. Design sound effects let your imagination run wild. The creativity of the original sound men of the golden age of radio meets modern digital recording at an audio workstation. Sound designers create sounds for creatures and objects that don't even exist. Just what did a dinosaur actually sound like? What does deep space sound like? Let your mind roam free. The sound recordist will take the hard sound effect and background sound effect and layer them, play them backwards, stretch them in time and pitch them down an octave to create something no one has ever heard before. Let's start with the roar of a lion. Stretch the sound out to twice its length, play it backwards, pitch it down half an octave, add an echo effect, and call the result a dinosaur if you'd like to. Who can say you're wrong? Of course, not all hard sound effects recording is straightforward. For instance, a car is a physical object, but if the sounds you need have to fit it into an action scene, then a simple recording of a 57 Buick passing by isn't going to cut it. Let's look at a typical car chase movie scene. The hero starts the car engine, and you see the car pull away. The next thing you know, you're driving alongside inside the car. Then you're whisked to a shot taken from the top of the car, so you can see more of the mayhem that's being created as he careens through town. Then you're back inside the car as he spins back on his tracks to make his final escape with a hairpin turn and the final squeal of rubber as you're left in the middle of the road watching the hero's car roar off on the open road. As the visuals cut quickly between the inside and outside of the car, the audio that accompanies that scene must add to the experience and change its perspective and its character to match the action. Just what audio would you need to create this scene? Let's just concentrate on the different points of view you need to cover for the car engine sounds. Inside the car from the driver's perspective, under the hood for the engine sound, on the car attached to the roof for the exterior moving shot, next to the tailpipe for some exhaust system sound. With all of these separately recorded sound effects tracks, the sound designer has maximum control over the final audio. He can mix in more of the tailpipe to add a low, ominous note to the engine, or he can mix in more engine sound to make the car sound like it's running at full throttle. He has the audio perspective to put you in the driver's seat and anywhere else he needs to. Of course, sound designers are not always trying to exactly recreate real-life sounds. There are times when the story requires something that's larger than life. For instance, it's not practical nor advisable to recreate the exact sound of a bullet entering a human body. It's true that not many people actually know what this sounds like, but a sound designer's only concern in this kind of situation will be to create a sound that meets the audience's expectations and to help tell the story. In order to get that larger-than-life sound that audiences expect, a sound designer will spice up reality by adding layers of sound. Start with the sound of a bullet hitting a side of beef. Add the sound of a watermelon being gouged to emphasize the flesh being ripped apart. And add in the sound of a boot coming down hard on a gymnasium floor that creates an extra audible impact. And then add some reverb to the impact in order to make a more dramatic sound. Sound effects help tell a story, create the right mood, describe characters, and they enhance action. With his own cache of sound effects, augmented by a good professional sound effects library, along with the digital tools that are now available, a sound designer can create an audio environment to suit any real or imagined location. give a voice to a long extinct dinosaur, or take us out into space and make us believe in a whole new world.
This podcast was brought to you by Sound Ideas, the world's largest publisher of professional sound effects, royalty-free music, and production elements. Visit us at www.sound-ideas.com. Well, that's it for now. Thanks for listening.